Hi, this is Rob from the Guys Games and Beer Radio Hour. Many of the topics covered on this show are of an adult nature. In fact, most of them are just downright offensive. Please, don't let your small children listen. It will scar them for life. Visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Want to know what the guys are up to this very minute? Friend us at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.
They're rolling like right now.
Right now, yeah.
You see if you see the crowds go past,
you see the guy now. Yeah.
Look, can you see the crowds?
Oh, yeah, I see, yeah. Oh, those are good. Quality stuff.
Live from Racine, Wisconsin. It's a podcast that's totally freaking given up. I'm just not even trying it anymore. It's Guys, Games, and Beer!
Yay!
Yay! That was really freaking weak. But that's all right. We might actually make up for it on the topics. First thing I want to talk about is what we've been playing. And Tom, what have you been playing right this freaking minute?
Right this freaking minute, but now that you mentioned it, I'm bringing it back up on the screen. So yeah, I played hooky from work today, and I spent the day playing hockey.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty impressive. I started playing hockey, and I've been playing it just till I packed up the computer to come over here. And
did you call in sick, or did you...
No, I actually had the day off, so...
What's your...
nice.
I've done that.
Interest level in the controls...
Talking?
Right. Yeah.
I think, you know, now Travis has set up his Oculus Rift to do Hawking, and it's, it's beautiful. Oh my God, it's good. So that would be good. I think if you combine that with the controls, it would be, wow. I think I just got wet spots in my pants thinking about that, so.
Can you show the audience?
Yeah, let me show the audience the wet spots. No, I think it would be that good. I think if you set this up with the controls and... combine that with the Oculus Rift, it would be perfect because the Oculus Rift could give you that the movement, the eye movement,
right?
And then use the controls for the mech movement, you'd be perfect. It would be absolutely stunning. So I haven't set the controls up yet because I played Hawken when they first came out in the first beta version. It was okay. The controls were a little wonky, and the game wasn't great. With all the patches, all the fixes, this latest version is beautiful. It's really good graphically. It's good. They do a good job as far as load balancing when you're playing against different teams, so you don't have any one team creaming another team constantly.
Damn.
Just going in and dropping in. The game itself is great.
They sell like a hardware package, don't they? For that, isn't that the one they sell a control just for that?
There is a control available just for it, but I don't think it's actually by this company. I think it's by a different company for this particular.
There's an actual Hawking controller? I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
I was shaking my head like that. There's no way.
I'm pretty sure that was
wrong.
I'm pretty sure it was Hawking that was for. So I got to double check that. But
And the French Revolution was actually the Germans.
It plays beautiful.
And it wasn't really a revolution.
And of course, we've been doing killing.
Hi, Mike. Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. Cut in the middle.
Wow.
We're incorporating Facebook.
We were able to do crosstalk with only five people.
We have nobody sitting here. I'm off on a rant about a game. Alright, that's a penalty shot.
Shit.
You, I'm a penalty.
No, why did you do that?
I kind of deserve
it.
You get to pick the penalty shot on that. So yeah, and then again, Killing Floor, because that, again, it gets started getting back
get
into Killing
rare
Floor.
J.B. Jonah Benson.
The Jonah Benson penalty shot. That's what that stands for. So yeah, so and then again, Killing Floor. We did Killing Floor for the last show, and that was a... That was pretty good. Actually, we gotta do a game show. We should do a shot to start the show first.
What are you throwing that around for?
I'm sorry.
All right, so we'll have a shot to start the show because we're not gonna make you do a penalty shot alone.
Well,
why is it recording?
If the new mic.
Because he dropped it on the record.
No, it's all right. It was meant to record.
Oh, it wasn't meant to record.
I keep a backup
in case the
multiple
recording
mics that we have in this room.
Sure.
It's very impressive that we can maintain our incredibly bad audio quality with so much high quality equipment.
That is actually pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think we're doing a great job at what we set out to do.
It's like the commercial where the guy goes up to the window and the guy just talks funny. You know, he doesn't.
Yeah, it's just us.
So evidently,
degraded from doing the show. We actually started on a topic. I was talking about games, and we've gone on to.
Then you did that weird thing with the. And then it just screwed up.
And then we kind of fell apart from there.
It was pretty bad, but yeah, we have been playing a lot of Killing Floor.
Yeah.
The last episode obviously was dedicated to Killing Floor. We're probably going to be doing more
of
those.
You killed it.
We did. We killed the floor once. Second time we got killed by the floor.
Yeah.
Because Rob was healing himself and jumping around. But you did see the skip at the end.
I did see the skip.
I was like,
the
what
end.
The hell?
No, it wasn't your fault. All right.
Well, I probably should have been firing instead of healing.
What are we doing to? I think we drank Killing Floor last time, did we not?
No.
So we bring back the shot?
Yeah, we need to start doing the
shot.
Yeah,
we brought the shot back in.
All right.
To Fridays.
To Friday, because we're actually recording this on Friday.
So I know he's here.
They're all out with having a real life.
Well, Brian has a date.
Yes, yes, he does. Oh, wait a minute. So did Rob.
Wait.
I saved it for you.
This is a dolphin shot glass.
I know.
Mine was for tequila.
Isn't that awesome?
Ooh, you know, that doesn't go well together.
No, that's not so
that
good.
That stuff.
That's not very good.
Yeah.
Hey, that was my
it's
dad's
a rare,
it's rare
scotch.
That's
rare.
Why nobody wants to drink it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's how you know.
All right, so that, yeah, so that's what I've been playing, really. Killing Floor and Hawken. No, and some Planet Side 2.
Wait, do you think that, okay, so you got the Oculus. What controls are you, could we, because of
the complexity.
Virtual control? Could we use the Microsoft control? I mean, yeah, the Microsoft.
Just get him talking.
You know, the controllers.
The Battlefront controllers.
Yeah.
You know, you might have be hard pressed to use this with the Oculus Rift because you can't see the controller. And there's so much on the Battlefront controller, switch wise and button wise. When you're in the Oculus,
you can't see it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to.
You need the simplest controls
but
possible.
But all right, so you have. You have this hand and this hand are controlling various things, and then you got the foot pedals, which would all be feel.
Yeah, and
you have a couple
which
buttons
would probably
right on
be
there.
Enough. Because in all honesty, the thing about Hawken is it's not a very complex
simple.
Game. It really isn't. I mean,
you can play with an Xbox control if you really want.
Yeah,
to.
it's you know it's a handful of keys, you know, and then a mouse.
I would.
So yeah, you probably could. You could probably map everything on the buttons on the controller.
Yeah.
On the handle and the pedals, just fine.
I would say that you would probably just get your ass kicked, though. Honestly.
Because you probably aren't going to be fast enough.
The controls aren't going to be fast enough. I did try playing with an Xbox 360 controller just for Gins.
Yeah.
For Gins. I was thinking of Guinness, and it got mixed in there. I was thinking, boy, Guinness would have been.
Yeah, it's
actually,
I
just wish I had Guinness. I've been thinking of beer, you know. That's
But anyway, sorry.
Just for shins and gings.
Yeah, I did try it once, and I got pwned on it. I mean, it was not good. It was not a good experience.
So it was more
so.
Possible, but not
so
practical.
In the end, the mouse control is the quickest way to.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, you know.
Mouse is king.
It's a weird difficult.
Tower jamming electrodes.
WASD, you know, and a mouse, and you're good to go.
And even then, I might be faster still. Brain doesn't operate that fast. Turn it off. Jonah, what have you been playing?
I've been playing BF4, and it's still really, really, really buggy. And Killing Floor.
Yeah, we wanted you to play with us last night.
It's BF4, short for something?
Yes, Battlefield 4.
Battlefield.
A couple good rounds last night, though.
Yeah, he did have a couple good rounds.
But why was Brian running the server?
He's just running. He wasn't anymore. We were using Travis's.
Oh, that was Travis's server that we were on. Okay.
Yeah, we should probably run one out of here. I mean, I do have the server sitting there.
Yeah, just a thought. Yeah. See if you have a server. Playing anything else?
Yeah, but it costs electricity.
Wait.
One more game. There's this game, it's called Path of Exile. It's like Diablo 3, but better. Yeah.
Watching it, I'd say you're right.
Oh, and it's free to play. Not $60.
I think we're probably going to have to do a video on that one.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Path of Exile.
Got my legs crossed. Yeah. Like we're classy or something.
Well, I think so. I think it.
Yeah, it's like Diablo.
Gotta keep up appearances.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
you
work.
Know, you could pay attention to the show, guys.
Just yeah. What? I mean, next person, Lars.
So if I just want a nice hack and slash,
I feel like that's really where the focus should be.
Yeah.
And it's free to play right
now. Fine. Yeah. Focus
right now, is it freemium?
We'll focus the show
no, it's
on
not
you.
Freemium. It's free to play, but not freemium.
Right.
You can buy things to help you.
But you can actually play through
that, but you can.
I mean, you can actually play it without buying.
Yeah.
I mean, actually.
Right.
Play it.
I mean, you can buy, like, there's a stash in Diablo 3 where you can keep your stuff. You can just buy extra stash slots.
So is it an MMO then? Is it, like, online? Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Larry. So what have I been playing?
Larry, what have you been playing?
Well, I've made it to the 2000s.
Hey!
I'm continuing to play, Heroes of Might and Magic 6, which has been, I'm playing the campaign and a few maps through it, and it's pretty good. The controls are a little frustrating, because you like, everything's based on hover, so you hover over something and click on it, except it's sort of poorly mapped, so, like, the things you hover over, like, if you hover over the exact thing you want, it never hits the right thing. You
know? That's good.
That's a
so you gotta hover kind of off.
So it's like to the left and slightly down.
Exactly.
It's like a DOS game.
So, you know, that's been a little frustrating, but overall it's a pretty decent game. You know, it is a bit, you know, you played one, you've played them all, but I still like it, so it's...
They're good games. I mean...
Yeah, so been playing that. Haven't really been giving away games.
That's you have actually.
Facebook.
Hey, people enjoy it.
Yeah,
you're giving away some good stuff.
Yes.
So people, check the Facebook page. We are putting up game codes.
We give away games at least a couple times a month. I mean, it just happens all the time. You got Budget Larry. He hands them out. Bargain Larry. Yeah.
Bargain Larry. There's a business venture.
Bargain Larry.
Bargain Larry's Liquor Depot.
So,
video games.
Video games.
So that's what I went up to.
That's all right, though.
Yeah.
It's a good game. I mean, it's respectful. Respectful.
Yeah, and I paid real money for it. It's still like, I don't know, $50 or $60.
No, you're kidding.
I think I got it for the Mac originally.
Wow.
I think.
Yeah, it's still up there, you know. Well, I bought the gold edition, so it's got all the downloadable content and stuff like that too.
You know, I think I'm a couple behind you. I think I'm running older Might and Magic than you are.
Oh.
I think you're running the latest one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm one behind you.
Yeah. Well, there are five?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that one.
And I haven't it's kind of funny now, I had bought in Disciples 3. One of the variants of Disciples 3, I don't know if there's, and because I really like turn-based stuff, because then I can, like, half watch TV and half play a game.
Hey, it makes perfect sense.
Right, you know, you got the football game on or something, and you're kind of, that's a good play, and then go back to the game. And
hey, what was the name of that Amiga game that was like that? It was a lot like the Might and Magic stuff. I actually had it in a box. I actually bought that game.
Really?
I
got it on like a cover disc.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was the exact same game. Blood Wars?
I believe that is.
I think it's called Blood Wars.
It was played on a lot like Final Fantasy Tactics. It was a lot like Final Fantasy Tactics, as I recall. Except, you know, there was no equipment or anything.
I thought this one was almost straight Heroes of Might and Magic.
Really, everything.
Blood Wars, because it was.
Yeah, I remember there was a map.
It was a map, and it did the Fog of War, and
then it broke into the.
And there was, you know.
We might be thinking different games, though. I really loved that game.
Yeah.
I played it. It was one of the last games I was playing on the Amiga.
I don't think it had multiple maps, though. I think it was pretty much the same world map.
We might be talking different games. It's probably
no, we're talking the same one, and I'm right.
No, we found out. There's some inaccuracies in Larry Land.
No,
there are no inaccuracies.
You do occasionally hit dead on, but again, I would say that in those cases, you actually planted a fake game box near my work. Pretty sure.
There, if I'm unsure, I usually own up to that. Like, I think that's true. Like, I was thinking about that when the whole French Revolution thing came up. I was thinking, I wasn't really sure about Mad World, and I just kept, in my head, it was always something else, but the
Gunstringer.
Yeah, no, and that's a real game, man.
Gunstringer, yes, it is.
No, he drew up the box cover himself. It would have been like he would have got away with it, but he signed it, Larry.
Larry,
yeah,
by Drunk Larry.
Yeah, he signed it, Drunk Larry, which made it even worse.
That's right.
And it smelled like booze.
All right, just what you've been playing.
I'm console mostly. I mean, you know that I'm not. So I do Battlefield, obviously. Play that. I don't play a lot online, and I should more. I've been playing mostly just the campaign mode at the moment, and that feels a little like I shouldn't have paid money for it. I mean, like, it's cool, how with the maps and everything, but it's just
paid for that.
Just like it feels a little been there, done that. That's all I'm saying.
It's like the 70-year-old prostitutes shouldn't have paid.
Just
for shouldn't
that. Like buyer's remorse.
Yes.
Buyer's remorse. Like, so there's that, and then the newest WWE wrestling game, WWE 2K14. Been playing that.
I knew you'd have to have a wrestling game.
Yeah, I have to have a wrestling game.
Yeah.
But that one, I've been playing a lot of that. That one's got this...
They peaked with Legends.
That one's got this 30 years of WrestleMania thing on it. So you can, play... It takes you through, all the WrestleManias thus far. And it's actually kind of neat because you can play with these guys from the 80s, and then your screen looks like an 80s television while you're doing it.
Oh, man.
So it's like grainy and it's kind of dark around the edges, and you're Andre the Giant or you're Macho Man or you're whatever, you know what I mean? So
right.
It's kind of fun for that.
That's a nice touch, actually.
Well, you don't like that?
No, I'm thinking I might.
Get it.
I used to, we were talking about this, a while back, that's one of my guilty pleasure games is that I like wrestling games because they're freaking hilarious. I mean, they're just...
I remember that.
Boom! Street Fighter just turned into a game, the Street Fighter type of game has just turned into a game where you've got to become just such a freaking split-second expert at it. Where you can go wrestling and just have at least an idea of what you want to do, and you can still do
hit
it.
Him with chairs and...
I was playing it yesterday.
It'd be a dirtbag.
Walk around.
I was playing it yesterday with Josh because he's in town or whatever, and he's never played that. He hasn't played a wrestling game since probably PlayStation 2. And I mean, it took 2 minutes and then he figured it out. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like I just completely whomped on him the whole time because I play this game all the time. It was like, it's simple, it's advanced enough where there's lots of cool moves, but it's simple enough control wise that you don't have to mash the buttons fast. Like, the only reason why you win isn't because you managed to hit forward X before the other, faster than the other guy.
It's timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. It's actually can get, pretty competitive. And I think that's cooler than a lot of fighting games where you're just mashing.
I like them just because.
That's a good tequila.
Yeah.
It's a little more timing.
Fine wine or something.
I know. Larry's, really picky on it. He's asking me, and it's like, dude, I totally didn't buy that bottle.
See? It's not bad.
For tequila, it's pretty good.
So, Rob.
Rob.
Yeah. I can only taste the blue.
The extra blue in
there.
What
the heck have I been playing?
We know Killing Floor.
Yeah, I've been playing some Killing Floor. That's got me back on playing with other people again, which is kind of nice. Still playing with myself, I usually do.
Okay. Want to grab me a beer while you're there?
I do.
That hand, too.
I'm Rob.
Right. He's playing with that hand because that's what he uses.
It's the one.
Helps him keep a firm grip on the old controller. It's like Velcro.
Is that what you call it now?
Sticks to it.
Yeah, that's for a completely different reason than Velcro.
Yes, now you...
Crusty.
Went down the rabbit hole.
I've been playing with the Oculus Rift a bit.
Now you got... yours came in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's sitting around.
Nice.
I've been playing it. Minecraft is really
a more
immersive game.
It makes you sick. Oh, my God.
Minecraft is really...
Whew.
really great with the Oculus Rift. I mean, it's just, it's like you're in that world, and it's really,
really?
Discombobulating. It's really just, it's like, I'm really here. It's almost an unexplainable experience. I really think that is like the great killer app for the Oculus Rift, because it's the graphics are basic enough that it displays them very well. And the terror that you feel when you fall off the side of a mountain is just, ah, God! Oh, why? Why did I do that? But still, I climb up mountains, and I jump fell off of them. And swimming, by the way, underwater is really weird, because it's just like, it's very watery. It's just really, it feels right. It's really, really pretty awesome. The other thing, obviously, I got the NVIDIA Shield. I'm still playing the living crap out of Shadowgun on it, because you can just pull the living crap out of everybody when you're the only one with a freaking game controller and everybody else is poking at their freaking screen.
At their phone, yeah.
I'm gonna get you! Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I like that a lot. And I've been playing some PlayStation games.
God, you've been busy.
PSP games, on it. Because it emulates it really, really well. Ghost and Goblins plays perfectly on it. And I think that the PSP version of Ghost and Goblins was one of the best ever made.
It really was.
So now I'm playing it on my freaking Android handheld. I mean, come on. How cool is that? I'm really enjoying that. I mean, if you're thinking about... If you got a bunch of spare money laying around, or you're stupid like me...
So,
or you're stupid like me, and you're just saying,
"In other words, no one is about to do this."
Well, no, I mean, if you're like, if you want like something to do like the best emulation around, the best handheld emulation, it is bars none the best handheld emulation system you can get. It also plays pretty much every Android game nowadays, because they've added a programming system to it, so you can program the swipes and such to the game pads, and I use the JXDs. And those are okay, but this is perfect. This actually works the way you'd expect. So I've been playing, just a lot of crap on that. I really enjoy it quite a bit, but not as much as Killing Floor, because Killing Floor is the best freaking game that's ever made.
Killing Floor is just so bleed addictive.
You bastards owe us. You know, Killing Floor people, you owe us.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is...
Yeah, we have sold and bought more copies of Killing Floor.
Right, I mean, we've given away...
I personally have sold and given away a buttload.
Killing Floor is really, like, the only game like that where you can have, like, hundreds of people on the same map, isn't it?
No, you're talking about Planetside. Planetside's great.
Planetside,
right.
Oh, man. Killing Floor, the basic normally maxes out about six. There's hacks.
Well, we found out this weekend. Six.
Right.
Oh,
but we've done more.
Yeah, you can do more. And again, it's
I've
cool.
I've seen a server with 30.
It's just a nice, straightforward, you know, first-person zombie shooter.
You can make it into a TDM. Like, have friendly fire on with 30 people on
which
the
is,
map.
Which is cool, actually.
And you're killing the crap out of... Well, you can have vehicles now, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, welcome to Killing Floor Hour with Guys, Games, and Beer. Hi! We love you, Killing Floor.
We really do love Killing Floor.
I really could.
Send us things.
If there was like one game that I had to be stuck with forever, it would probably be Killing Floor. I've been playing it for years, and I still just love the hell out of it. I bought it
because
I was desperate and a Mac user. I ended up... It's really still one of the best games ever.
Right. Well, I should get it.
Although, it's not so desperate in the Mac world anymore.
Well, right.
It's not like it used to be.
No, but it's... It's not exactly swimming with talent either, though.
No.
I mean, you unplugged me.
You know, I mean, let's call it a good
turn. You stepped on the switch.
Oh, no.
Why are you blaming my son?
Because he just... Because
he did it?
Did he just kill your laptop?
Because he just did it.
Did he just kill your laptop?
Yes.
He did.
I killed it. I punched it.
Jonah.
With my bare hands.
All right, so what's up next?
All right.
Alex came in with this one. Alec has been on the show, like... Couple times, hasn't
yeah.
he? Yeah, we had
him
visit.
Elert's been here. I'm
sorry, Elert, right?
Elert.
Yeah. Okay, let's not use.
First let's just call him Elert.
Yeah, I'm like, who the fuck?
Let's not use first names.
Because we know, like, half a
they
dozen
couldn't
Alex.
Stalk you
right,
that
yeah.
way.
He was introduced to me as Elert. He will always.
Yeah,
be
that
Elert.
Is true.
I don't know. Alec. I don't know who that is.
All right, he asks, dear Gays, Games, and Beer. You must have misspelled
you know
that,
what,
right?
Wrong show. Really isn't drunken.
Oh, that's
yes,
our other show.
That's the other show. But that's what you were introduced to me as, so therefore, I mean, you know, I will never think of you as any other. As any
again,
show.
Five people. Five
right,
people, and we have crosstalk. It's friggin' amazing.
I can't yeah. talk about it, because I did it.
It's called double layering.
Oh, double layering.
Yeah, that's right.
All
right.
Towards the end of a console's lifespan, do you buy the current gens or do you buy the next gens? And I'm going to go first on this
of the same game.
You go, no, you go first.
Yeah,
you go,
the same
of the
game.
Same
right,
game.
Right.
Of the same game. You go first.
I'm sick. I always buy, even though I know that it is not that much better because it's the first, it is the first iteration. I absolutely know that it isn't going to be that much better because they haven't gotten used to programming yet. Yet I still am a sucker. In fact,
yes,
I've
are.
Got Ghosts coming for the PS4 before the damn PS4 is showing up. It's supposed to show up tomorrow.
So you have to have that title right away.
I gotta have it. I'm gonna play Ghosts. Well, the PS4 is kind of a special case because PS3 controllers, I don't know if you guys know this.
I don't.
I mean, I've
played. Are the worst freaking controllers on Earth. All right, they're not. The Ouya has that. But,
oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
In fact, I use my PS3 controllers on the Ouya because they're better. But still, they're really annoying for men because I have big hands.
Mm-hmm.
Look at these.
I see.
Here,
right,
come
right,
here.
Okay.
Let me take a little grabby. Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
I have
soft,
big freaking hands.
A lot of lotion on there.
Yeah,
a lot of lotion.
There's
like a film.
Well, you know, I don't want to be too rough.
There's like a film on there.
Yeah.
Know.
In other words, the rough hands.
Right, okay.
Well, there's little spots where you catch.
So. Right.
Yeah.
That's that Velcro thing.
Yeah.
I was talking about.
Right.
It really sticks to you.
Yeah.
We're talking about someone I met, which there was a second conversation.
Right.
Yeah, that's where you need that other conversation.
I think as far as damage points to kids, your daughter is probably the most damaged by this podcast. But,
yeah, I think you're right.
That's a, anyway.
That's a whole
what the heck
issue.
Was I talking about? I was talking
well,
about PS3
about
controllers. Yeah,
and hands.
The PS4 actually apparently has a real controller for real human beings on it, where they've widened it out a little bit. And that's going to make it a big deal. But that said, I probably would have done it anyway because I'm a big, dumb sucker who just buys the next-gen system because it's the next-gen system. And, I won't.
And then you have to have the next-gen game immediately. Really? I just... Yeah.
Exactly. I know. I'm totally... That is totally crazy. It is absolutely
it is.
An insupportable thing.
It is.
Because it's not... It's going to be the best version of that game to play, okay?
But
it is not...
No.
I'm thinking it probably
best.
Is. Graphically, I've already heard.
Maybe for that particular game. But
it is not going to be the best example of a PS4
rule.
Game.
Not as a rule.
No,
yeah.
It's going to be the worst. A year from now, it's going to be the worst damn PS4 game because it's the first gen
right.
game. And absolutely. I absolutely know that. And I'm still stupid enough to do it every stinking time. Because I'm dumb.
You know, how many games really come out like that where they're on both the old system and the
quite
new
a few.
System?
Quite a few.
You know.
Yeah.
Can you name
and okay, no.
How about PS1 period, the PS2? Does anybody remember some games that...
It was backward compatible, so...
Yeah, it didn't matter.
But I mean, it definitely did, right?
I had a lot of things with PlayStation.
I don't think they did.
No, because you could use
the
PS1 title, you wouldn't make it... For the PS2, you'd have a completely different game on the PS2.
I don't.
So this wasn't until PS2, PS3 period, because I know it came out.
Yeah,
on
PS2,
Xbox,
PS3,
Xbox,
and then Xbox 360.
Well, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and we'll talk about classic examples of that where the newer version is not better.
Yeah.
It's just a newer version.
That happens.
All the freaking time. So I understand why you might want it. Because
I'm sick.
Yeah, that's true. You are really.
Well, I mean, but if you just want, like, okay, a next-gen game, why not consider...
Something you don't have.
Something, yeah, that...
Well, I don't have Ghosts.
I mean, Ghosts isn't out yet.
Well, it is. Yeah, it is.
Well,
it
is.
It just came out.
Yeah, it just came out.
You're right.
I haven't bought the other version of that.
Right. Gotcha.
You're going to say something, Larry. It's probably something very insightful.
No, not terribly. You know, it may also depend, like, to weigh in. If they could both come out at the same price point...
Well, see, now that
can't be the
why
same
would
price
you just
point.
Buy
they
it?
Won't, they won't be the same price point.
Well, they are. Their price is the same. Unfortunately, the system, you know, shelled out another $500
well,
or whatever.
Well, no, see, then, right, that makes a difference. Okay, but now, in my case, am I going to jump in?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to jump in now. Here's the thing.
Well, I mean, no, I don't mind.
Okay, yeah. I would,
I wouldn't buy if I right if I have okay let's say just Xbox 360 Xbox One. If I have it on the 360, I'm not gonna buy it on the One. Really?
Oh yeah, you're not gonna buy it for both. Right. Probably.
Right. Or if it's something that's been out on the 360 for a long time that they're gonna put onto the One. I don't know. I don't know if you gain enough to make it worth shelling out 70 or 80 bucks for.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's probably true, but, you know, I gotta admit, I bought things multiple times, like on the Xbox 360 and on the PC.
Yeah, that happened to me, too.
I won't see. I don't even do that.
Well, you still had it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I've got Black Ops 2 on the... Battlefield I got it for the PC 3. For... $30,
yeah,
and
yeah.
So I figured out what the hell, I'll grab it for the PC.
I mean,
it's
I got Black
game,
Ops
really.
2 for...
That don't make sense
bucks,
to me.
So.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we just you pick up a cheap copy of Black Ops 2, and it's kind of a different world on the PC than it is. It's not like... I've also had it on the Xbox 360 and PS3, but sometimes I get frustrated with Xbox Live because they're a bunch of a-holes.
Well,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No,
sorry, Xbox Live. I prefer Xbox's network. It's a way better network, but there's way more a-holes on the Xbox.
I could see, like, okay, so you bought it at maybe the beginning of the gen cycle, and then you sold it, and then you got nostalgic towards the end of the cycle.
Right.
And then maybe you buy it on the next-gen system, or, you know, and like, oh, okay, that makes sense to me.
But physically, two copies.
Yeah,
you know.
Physical two, yeah.
Well, I mean, my Steam copy is going to be there forever.
Well,
until Steam goes out of business and all my games are gone.
Yeah, you know, that's...
Well,
yeah.
Except the ones I bought in indie bundles. Hell yeah, thank you.
When the troglodytes rise from the earth and take over.
That's right, when...
That's... Wait.
God returns and strikes down Steam. Yeah, that's going to be his...
The first thing ever is to strike down Steam.
That's it! I will strike down Steam!
Steam thing really grinds my gears. I'm getting rid of it.
To zero forever!
So, yeah...
Well, Zero's not paying us, are they?
No, they aren't. No, but again, I wouldn't... If I had both systems, I'm a cheap ass. I'm going to look for the bargain bins and go and buy the cheap version and play it on whatever. I don't care what system I'm playing on because I'm already playing on multiple systems.
You do have games on multiple systems, though. I know you
Yeah,
do.
I do, but usually it's because I find them cheap in the cutout rack and, you know,
well,
I'll go
that's kind of how I go. I mean, I don't buy, like, I wouldn't buy, like, Black Ops 2 at full price.
Right, but you know me. I mean, I very rarely buy anything
at all.
Well, that too.
This might be a where we're at in the gen cycle. Like, okay, Crossbow came out for both the 2600 and the 7800. There's a serious difference between the 2600 and the 7800. So it would make more sense to buy that game on the 7800. But the difference between, like, 360 and 1... How different is that going to be?
Probably not very different at all.
I can't imagine that different.
You know, so, I mean...
You know,
they probably developed it on one and then just, like, put it on the other. Yeah. You know, they not even changed the graphics or anything.
I think there's probably some dependencies
there. I mean, there's hardware.
There.
There's some hardware limitations. But
you get to the edges. You can see the edges of, like, the PS3 and the Xbox 360 a lot of times in games now where... There's a lot of stuff going on the screen, and it's starting to slow down. And if you're a purist, I can understand how you go, like, it would be better to have the other version because it's running much smoother. And maybe they added, you know, smoother graphics. You don't have to see, like, pixelation. Slowdown makes me think, like, holy crap, something awesome happened. Maybe I'm just so misguided. You remember when you're playing the Super Nintendo, you know, and, like, you're blowing crap up in a game and all of a sudden it slows down and you're like, holy crap, I am pushing the edge now. I guess that's how I feel in Black Ops when it's happening, you know? It's like,
wow,
oh, baby.
Pushing the edge now.
You know, when you, like, gun down one guy, flip around, shoot the other guy, throw a grenade and the screen's just almost stopped and you gun that third guy and you're like, I'm freaking unstoppable. I'm badass and I'm in slow motion because I'm so awesome.
I'm too good for the console.
That's right.
I am too good for this machine.
I am plugged into the freaking Matrix.
Right.
You are all fools now.
That's right.
I just argued myself opposite of what I just said.
Yeah, you did.
It might be cooler. You just screw it. I'm just going to go buy it on the PS3. God, that was. I brought tears to my eyes.
It was brilliant. It was an impassioned.
It's a special feeling.
Argument. It felt good.
Again, completely insightful.
I would just be a little concerned about what are you getting different, because you know, I don't think it ever came out for the Xbox, but Dragon Age Origins was developed for the Xbox and was initially going to be released on the Xbox, but the next gen had come out, so they just, like, you know, ported it to the next gen and sort of put it out. And when I was playing that, I hadn't had my Xbox that long, and it's like, oh, okay, this is the graphics and stuff, not realizing that the graphics on Dragon Age Origins were nowhere close to the capability of the 360. And then as I got other games, it's like, oh man, the graphics were really terrible on that.
Yeah.
It's a great game. The graphics were, you know, subpar for a 360, you know? So I would just be wondering about between those two, between the option of, oh, buying on this gen, this, and what more am I getting? If they're the same price, I'd probably buy on the new gen system. This is assuming I'm buying the console either way.
Right.
It's not, that's not my determination of buying the console. But I'm just going to buy the console, right?
I just want to see it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You know, so, but if it's cheaper on the old system, I think I'd just buy it on the old system.
You know, that is the sensible thing to do.
Yeah. And again, that's exactly how I do it. Yeah, I just buy it on the old system because it's cheaper.
And you know what else? All the really good people, all the really players that could kill me left and right, they're all going to move to the new system
right away. So then all the people who can't afford the new system, the crappy players, are still playing on the old system.
Right.
So I'm going to keep my PS3 around. Is that what you're telling me? Because I'm going to be pulling for a couple weeks. Or all the poor asses who have nothing better to do but sit there and play a game are going to be stuck on the old system because they can't afford the new one, and you're going to get like all the really good people playing.
Well, that's a counterpoint.
It's a good counterpoint.
But if they were that good, they'd probably have a job and something else to do.
Oh, God. That was such a horrible... Yes, because you're poor. You suck at everything.
Wow.
Oh, God.
All right.
So there go the poor people.
I suck at everything. Hey, Jonah, you got an opinion on this? Jonah just gets whatever I buy him.
Right. Yeah. Jonah doesn't worry about buying anything. Jonah buys everything.
Here's the thing. Jonah is now part
of... He gets the best hand-me-downs.
Jonah is fully a member of the PC Master Race. And there's, like, no getting him back. I had an Xbox 360. He wouldn't play it.
No.
He's got an Ouya in there, and he uses it for streaming.
Watching Netflix.
I mean,
you use it for streaming Twitch, don't you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, there's like some games that are actually fun on the Ouya nowadays. I mean, the Ouya's come a long way.
You just don't understand. I've actually played some of them, but... Otherwise, I don't use
it. I got credit on there. I'm going to
buy it. I got credit on that thing. Gotta use it.
I kickstarted that. I got $13.37 in credit. No, I bought other stuff. It has some excellent games. I'm just...
They're just Android games, right? Mm-hmm. Android games. There's Android games.
No,
right?
They are Android-based, but Ouya is... It's its own semi-platform. In other words, it has its own interface. It's built on Android. Mm. It's a lot like, you know, how Dreamcast was built on CE. It's that kind of thing. It really does have its own pool of games. You can install Google Play if you want to, but they're not going to work optimally on an Ouya. It has its own store. It really is hooked into its own store. Its controllers need to be replaced, which they've taken care of now. I hear the next generation of them has a new controller. But you can use a PS3 controller with it. But I'm sorry, you know, I totally put the cart before the horse on this. What I was getting around to is that there's going to be a next-gen Ouya coming out pretty soon. You know, because Ouya's going to come out once a year, and I'll probably buy the next generation of it when it's a little bit older, just because I want the better controllers.
I'm going to wait for the next one.
The one after? Yeah.
No, whichever one's after that.
And then you're going to buy the first generation one.
Yeah,
that'll just buy one.
Yeah, give it to you as a Christmas present.
Exactly, I'll find it someplace cheap.
That's right. You got to find that sweet spot in the used market when everyone doesn't want it as it has become nostalgia.
See, with me, it's always about price point with that kind of market, though.
Ouya's going to be... I don't even know how this got to Ouya. It was me. But
yeah, it was you, actually.
Because I just thought of it as a good example of that. Are you going to buy the next generation Ouya, even though it's going to play exactly the exact same games? A little bit better, maybe.
Yeah, but it will be the same games.
Yeah, it's going to be exactly the same damn game. It's like Android. I mean, sure. And iOS, obviously. You buy the next device and play the games a little bit better on the next device.
I say no.
Maybe.
Don't do it. You'd be a fool.
I'm not doing it this time. I've done it like with iOS. I've been sucker enough to buy every.
But one could
gen,
say.
But I'm not, well, then, I haven't
at
been
least
now.
The new iOS or whatever they just gave you, the Maverick or whatever.
You are helping.
Thankfully.
Macroeconomics.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
you know.
I like to support indie games, and that's
yes.
one of the reasons why why I even put up with Ouya's flaws.
Right.
Because they're fully indie. I mean, those guys are all indie. But a generation a year is what Ouya is doing, by the way, versus the others.
Mm.
They're going to do one generation a year.
Wow.
And that's pretty
crazy. Doesn't seem like a good plan. We're quite off topic, but it doesn't seem like a
good
plan.
Well, not really, because it is. Their generations are going faster. And are you going to upgrade an Ouya? Probably not. I can't imagine a person that would buy a $100 console would go... Yeah, I'm going to buy next year's model, too. No.
Yeah, see, I don't know that.
I'm thinking that maybe their friend sees it.
Yeah.
That's true.
And then their friend's like...
We're going to have to break off and do an Ouya topic one of these days and you guys play it, because it's actually more fun than people would like you to think, than the detractors would like you to think. I've had a lot of fun with Ouya, but anyway, let's get back on
it's
topic.
It's funny, you've been one of his biggest detractors and supporters.
Yeah.
Most kind of time, anybody who had an Xbox 360 understands that, you know, when you buy the first generation of a console, it's a love-hate relationship. Mm. I loved the Xbox 360. I thought...
Hated red rings.
But I hated that freaking console, that bastard. I've broken two of them. I mean, come on.
Wait, we broke two?
Yep. Yours died, remember?
Yeah, mine
died.
No, you didn't break them. They just died. There's a difference between breaking something and it just failing. You
know, the Xbox 360 actually got me back into gaming.
What?
It was such a great
Barnes
system.
Barnes the Xbox 360?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, we are way off topic, though.
I know.
Pull it back around.
And when I got into that Xbox 360, I like to listen to some tunes.
Yeah. Do you got something to say about it?
I would just say, because we've been talking about it for so long, I would say that is an excellent segue. I would say buy the old system just because I'm a cheapskate.
I'm a big fan of the
360, and there's a ton of games that I haven't played for it just because you don't have time or you don't whatever. And so the way I see it, and part of it plays into the fact that I don't see myself getting a 1 or a PS4, at least for a long time. So I see it as, like, there's all these other games I haven't even played yet for 360, so if it was a chance between going from one or the other, I would have to buy a whole new system.
Sorry, you can come by me and we'll play.
So, all right. All right, I appreciate that. I will.
All right. Close by now.
Right, that's true. So, buy it on the old porch,
waiting for them to come.
Right, it's the difference between, $80 versus $60 or whatever the price points would be. I don't know, but,
even $20 cheaper on a game adds up.
The games seem to be the same price to me. I mean, they don't seem much.
I think if they went up much,
people would say
so. Maybe because I don't really wait for... The games I'm talking about, I've already been released for the older system. They're just re-releasing them in a newer form.
Well, that's different.
That's a different thing.
And that's something different. Yeah. If you're talking about one that's just coming up for both systems.
Oh, I love the waste money on that.
Yeah. I guess like with the example
Res on
Ghost,
every system possible.
I Call of Duty Ghost. Like, if I had an Xbox One and I still had the 360, I might get it for the 360 just because it's a game that's made for both. So I figure it can't be that different. You know what I mean? Like, if I already had an Xbox One.
I think the graphics are significantly different by what I've seen on Giant Bomb's videos.
Okay.
They're pretty significant.
I don't know.
I'd check it out first, but if they're the same price, what the heck?
Right, right.
But then again, then you don't have to put up with the state-of-the-art cheaters.
Right.
Yeah,
so. Sorry. I'm just saying, if you were going to spend the money on one, it'd be like, this one that's coming out only on the Xbox One or only for the PS4, that's just, you know, radical new format or whatever, and it's only for this thing, then that makes sense to be like, okay, but if you have the option, yeah, like, I don't know, just go back to it. But music.
Just buy them both. Here.
Or just buy them
both. You have to be so loaded. I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, you have money to burn.
Spend $120 on both of them, and then that way you'll be done.
Hey, you got enough money to buy an Oculus Rift.
Or if you've got parents that are split up, ask your mom for one version, your dad for the other one.
Oh, nice.
Two Christmases.
Right?
Hot damn.
That still doesn't seem very efficient.
Looking at the upside of divorce.
That's what we're here for.
For kids.
That's what we're here
helping
for.
Helping you kids get through it.
So, Jonah, tell your parents to get divorced so you can get both copies of the game right away.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Nervous laughter. No.
Yeah, I heard just crickets. Just everywhere. Like,
chirp.
Like, ooh.
Yeah. Oh, touchy subject. Touchy subject.
About that, but I do music is good, right?
Daddy, touch mommy's scissors.
Oh boy.
All right, anyway. That's terrible.
Enough about your dreams, Rob, okay? Moving on.
What's the next subject?
Dreams. Dreams. Well, as Larry so nicely segued into before we stamped all over it.
We did kind of, actually.
You're playing a game. What kind of tunes are you listening to? What gets you in the mood? And I've got an embarrassing story. I want to tell it before I'm too lit.
All right, tell your story.
I'm gonna tell two of them. And the first one is what the heck is the name of it? Flat Out. Flat Out 2 came out and it had one of the best soundtracks ever. And it's got Jonah, who's it got in it? Oh man. Come on, it's got like a really excellent soundtrack. So basically the Xbox 360 version came out, which was basically the same game with the same maps, a couple extra added, and it had a changed soundtrack. They changed the freaking soundtrack to a bunch of crap.
All right.
And then they released it on the PC. So you could get the better graphics with the crappy music, or you could use the older graphics and play the good music. So eventually what I did is I just took the soundtrack from 2 and played it while I was playing the other one with the music on. Because I didn't feel right, you know? Alkaline Trio, by the way, was one of the
guys that
played the soundtrack for it.
Is that Outrun? No, that was Outrun.
But anyway, they did the soundtrack for Flat Out 2.
Flat Out.
A section of Flat Out 2, among other bands. But it was just such a good soundtrack that I didn't want to play Flat Out without that soundtrack. I didn't want to play the new crappy soundtrack, Mr. Cool, hey, it's 2010 soundtrack. I wanted the older soundtrack that was good. So I did that. Number two embarrassing moment is back when the PS1 came out. Aliens came out for it, which was really one of the first really good first-person shooters that was movie-based that was good. You know, most of them really sucked up in the time. Movie-based titles were really bad, and still to this day are.
Even the newer Aliens were not very good.
Oddly enough,
Star Trek the movie for the Vectrex is one of the best games for that system.
It's a good game on any system. But anyway, Anyways,
I digress.
Okay. Yeah, no, but that was actually a good mention. It embarrasses me to say that the entire time I played through that game, I was listening to the Friends official soundtrack.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Okay, that is embarrassing, actually.
That is pretty bad. I got it. I don't know how I ended up with it. I got it for, like, Christmas for somebody. And I said, there's a couple songs out here. So, you know how you don't really feel a CD very much, and then you listen to it like 100 times, and you're just like, you just listen to everything now. Eventually, I was just listening to the stupid ass Friends soundtrack constantly while playing Aliens.
Are you saying that Friends are aliens?
Like. I like that moment of silence.
It's because I don't know what to say.
I put on thong underwear and a skirt and play Aliens.
Yeah. Pretty much what you just said anyway, Rob.
Yeah. That
sounds like a memory.
In a bra. And, yeah.
That's pretty much what you just said. You listened to the Friends soundtrack.
I know, right?
All we heard was, I put on a thong.
Well, I told you it makes for good radio when I say embarrassing stuff, and that's pretty damn embarrassing. But I did it.
So, all right, well.
How about you, Tom?
Second wave Scott.
Yeah, you do that for everything, though.
God's honest.
You right-hand it to Scott.
Damn straight. No, I'm a lefty. But yes,
it's like Scott. Somebody else's hand.
That's right. Hey, you went there. I didn't go there.
Never really goes where I want it to.
That's right. I have far too much control with my right hand. It's got to be my left.
Ew.
Hey, he started. So, yeah, no, actually, that third wave Scott's not bad either. It depends on the plan. First place in the shooter, third wave Scott.
I'm giving my own penalty.
A little bit, a little more. Mm-hmm. You know, you put on that, you're good to go. So
I have to agree.
Alright, so that's me. You know, I normally will turn down the music in again. There are very few games where the music's any good or worth listening to while you're playing.
I think the music is often good, but it's always has a repetitive problem.
Yes.
When you play games for 20, 30 hours at a time, it's tough for any soundtrack not to be repetitive.
Yeah.
Whereas, again, you can put whatever you want on shuffle and go.
Except for the Friends soundtrack, which is just a lot
fun. And plays and plays and plays.
We're talking the CD era, not the MP3 era.
Good, yeah.
I mean, there weren't MP3 players.
Just couldn't get enough of Hootie yet. And the Blowfish.
That's right. Thank you.
A little bit of the Bodines.
Right, yeah. Cranberries. Whatever.
I like the cranberries.
Of course you do.
Our knowledge of that CD is a little scary.
Oh, wait, we were listening it before the show
crap.
Started.
We all just mentioned every band on it. Oh, damn.
It's because we were all just jamming out before we started the show.
Well, that was a nervous laugh, too.
It was in a moment of silence. We're so
Jonah,
good
you
at.
Probably weren't listening to the Friends CD.
No, Jonah was not born yet.
Or watching Friends at all. So.
No, he's not. Actually, I would say that he's a generation that's grown up without seeing Friends.
Good call.
I've seen Friends.
Have you?
So sorry.
How'd you feel about Rachel?
How we all felt, but. So, what's your soundtrack?
Anything but country.
Yes! Thank you.
All right, fair enough.
I like to blare country when I'm playing games, by the way.
Just
what about, like, Satan country?
Hey, do they actually have that?
What about that old school racist country?
Hank 3.
Yeah.
Good old legend country.
Yeah. Hank 3, there you go.
I did not realize there was
isn't all country racist country? Oh, no! No!
Yes, you did just
I occasionally listen to country. I totally did not mean that statement.
Yeah. Go with that.
All right,
three's a little dark. Okay. Sorry, I guess you're done.
All right, so anything but country. He's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you listen to elevator music when you're playing?
No.
Elevator.
No.
I said elevator.
I'll tell a little story,
all right.
Though.
I'll hear
story. And it basically encompasses what I normally would pop in anyway. So way back, Alicia and some of my friends were sitting around playing Final Liberation, you know, this big robot killing each other. She's playing with us, you know, she's, I don't know, 10 or something like that. And, you know, she turns to me and says, Dad, can I put in some Metallica?
Nice.
I'm like, why, sure.
Well, that explains a lot.
And, of course, then one of the other guys is like, he needs to spend more time with her mom.
Not really.
Well, we all know.
Yeah.
So anyways, if it's a thrashing, if it's a hack and slash, you know, just a driving kind of thing, I want the metal. I'll bring on the hard, the quick beats, boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Master.
Yeah, sir. If, you know, otherwise it's whatever TV theme song is on when I'm watching.
I got Master of Puppets going through my head.
There you go. Chop your breakfast on a mirror.
My hair just grew like an inch.
It's coming back, Lane!
You know, speaking, so you guys were here doing Killing Floor. I was during that. This ties into the music element. Mm-hmm. I was in Joliet, Illinois, at an old school thrash metal show of Creator and Overkill. So I was singing out to Ride of Violence. And
does Gwar still play?
Gwar?
Yeah, they play
at that same venue like a couple days
ago. Do they really?
Now. Yeah,
they,
yeah.
They played at, I went to Riot Fest in Chicago in September and they played.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in costume and everything?
I should mention
Warbringer was at that show, too.
They never play out of costume.
They were walking around getting fucking brats and stuff.
In costume.
Yeah.
You know, I walked out of heavy metal in 1989, but I gotta say it warms my heart that any time I could come right back and it'd be right where I was.
You know, no, you missed the dark period. There was a gap right about, say, 1989.
When they realized that Bon Jovi wasn't heavy metal?
When there was a gap in there where those shows weren't selling in America. Germany still, you know, packing
Germany's
them
still
in.
Everything.
You know, yeah, but... It was really good to see.
So is that a rage? Yeah, Bukkake's still good.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was good to see. There was a line to get into the metal show. It was pretty cool actually.
That's pretty cool. Hmm? Little Iron Maiden action?
That's right. Mm. Can't wait to
that was my favorite in high school. I couldn't get enough of them.
That Bruce Dickinson, man. Everything.
The Bruce Dickinson. Not the Bruce Dickinson.
Right.
The Bruce Dickinson.
I think I'll just like learn how to be a pilot and then fly my band around.
I'm good with that though. I think it's a brilliant idea.
The guy who sings for a band that like does like the Mariner. I mean, you know, the rhyme of the ancient Mariner. I mean, that's a song. It's longer than the poem. If you read the poem, it's actually longer. Because of a prelude.
Yeah. It's nice that they had the prelude.
At least set the nights. Yeah.
So I'm a heavy metal
man. Iron Maiden.
What?
I never would have read Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. I'm absolutely sure I wouldn't have it.
No?
Yeah. I think Power Slave was their best album.
It is a good song. You know what? Probably. God, Trooper.
Yeah. Like Trooper beer.
Yeah.
Bruce Dickinson's brand of beer.
What was the one they did in Japan? Wasn't it just Live in Japan? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one, too.
That's what every
Justin
metal Everybody had to have it, because it was like, in the 80s, like, if anything.
Well, now
was
that we've gone down
country,
the metal
rap,
sure.
It was like... Hold on.
Hey, industrial.
We're talking
about
it.
I want to hear this thing about metal.
Industrial
works
like
too.
Anywhere. It was like the coolest thing because you know there's no fucking internet.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh my god, it's from Japan.
And then it's the same song.
It's like the same song.
There's nothing different about it.
With some Japanese people speaking English in the background.
Right.
But Dead Kennedys were huge because you know you can get all their you know British loveliness going on.
So what was your...
So what is the actual question?
Do you like heavy metal? Do you have like a theme song or something you really like to play when you play a game? Maybe it's even game specific. Like, hey, when I play this game, I always play...
Miley Simon.
That's right.
Sure, Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Right. No, I don't have a specific, like, if I'm playing a... In general, it's just
not
the music that's in the game. So it's like, you know, either if the game has the jukebox feature on it or whatever on Xbox or whatever, it'll be whatever's on my hard drive or run Pandora.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have like
so
one
have
thing.
Like a
I mean, in general, I like punk rock.
There are games
so,
that have that?
Yeah, where you can play music just from your Xbox.
Yeah.
Like, you can just open up Pandora? And just
no,
let it roll.
Then it'll just be like, I'll just turn the fucking volume off on the game and just play music.
Oh.
Well,
that's good. There was that one game that where the... What was it? The audio... What is the name of that racing type game?
There's actually a few of those games where
Radio
it actually bases it off of...
Yeah.
God, I did
it's
a
like
video
a matching
on it.
Game.
I'll post it on the website. I did a video about one of those games where you can... And I can't monetize it because, of course, it has music in it.
Right.
But, yeah, there's a few of them, and I did a video on one of them.
It's probably the one you sent me free.
It might be. They paid for it.
Well, right.
I paid for it.
You want a Pepsi, you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, right? Back to the Future references. Everything should be a Back to the Future. Do you play Power of Love when you're playing a game? You go, Power of Love!
I think that would be a good game. A good song for a game. Depending on the game.
Yeah. Every game.
For the Leisure
Suit. Depending on the game. Or every game. Whichever. Yeah. Whatever.
Every game.
Okay.
Right, yes, Rob?
By depending on the game, I mean any game.
By any game. Yes, sir. Whatever you say.
You didn't have a preamble, so, you know, I think Power of Love would go with Leisure Suit Larry.
Just porn music the whole way. There's got to be a station, right?
Oh, dude, there's got to. Oh, that'd be great.
There's got to be one.
I want that to narrate my life. Just fucking.
Pornmusic.com.
Walking down the street. It's just.
Really, if you think about it, Sanford and Son had porn on the This podcast is horrible.
I don't know if it's true, but I heard like the.
I like that scene.
Even like the Muppet song was like a porn song.
It went. Dun 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 dun. Yeah, I can hear it.
I can picture it. I can picture what's going on. Boom,
boom, dun. All right. All
right. All right. So that was another topic.
So where are we at?
Well, we're at, what did we learn? Really?
What have we learned?
See, it only took an hour and a half.
Yeah, we did good.
What did we learn?
What did you learn?
What did we learn tonight? Well, we learned I can actually play hockey and do the show at the same time.
Ass.
Which sure. is what, which we all put,
you mostly paid attention.
I did actually bet the farm that wasn't going to happen.
See, I've been playing all the
come
time.
Come find out.
So, come to find out. And actually doing fairly well.
We're probably hitting the edge of what the SD card can do in the camera.
In that camera or in my
I think the light's flashing.
Oh yeah, we just lost the entire show. Just
don't worry about it. John, what'd you learn? Quick.
Hey, thanks for breaking the third wall.
Tom really likes talking.
All right.
Larry, what'd you learn?
Nothing.
Yeah, sure, Lars.
No,
tell me you learned something.
There is that, tequila that's not too bad.
I learned that just because it says rare on it doesn't mean that it's good. That's what I learned.
It's so. Rare for another reason.
Rare, like,
you know. No, but I bet it'd flame up nice if you're, like, you know, cooking. And
right.
Kinda...
Use it with rare meat and.
Maybe if you spit it into a fire, which I don't recommend, children.
No, definitely spit it.
What you do is you fill it up with a. You put it in a squirt gun, and then you light it on fire that way.
Cool. Oh. I think it's more fun to spit it.
Yeah, I agree. But... Yeah, why would you just put it in a squirt gun?
So you can shoot it at somebody.
And start them on fire.
I mean, when it's on fire. Yeah.
Oh,
all right. It's like a fucking flamethrower.
This isn't fire talk, is it?
Smoky.
We had that, actually. An episode you weren't on, which I was really sad about.
Oh, I love fire.
An episode about lighting things on fire.
Mm. It's healthy.
So good at it.
What about you? What did you learn?
Well, I've learned that much like cheap booze, even though Guys, Games, and Beer is rare, it can still suck.
All
right. Thanks for listening to Guys, Games, and Beer. Though I wonder why you do. That's so special.
That
I really
special.
Like that episode.
A very special episode.
Okay, so you guys.
It's still recording.
Still haven't. Nobody's interested in going to Iowa with me?
I'm going to tell you why. Email us at guysgamesandbeer@gmail.com. The G2B theme song features Larry Davis on bass and Bob Harmel on guitar. It was recorded at the RMH Studios in Wisconsin.